Good morning. The humidity has dropped off a bit behind a front that eased off from north to south through the region late yesterday and last night. The front is still draped across coastal sections of New England and Long Island, but most of interior New York and New England saw a drop-off in the dew point back into the lower to mid-60s, which is a lot more comfortable than it was over the weekend. Temperatures also dropped off, and mainly in the 60s to start the day, with the exception of the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, which remain in the lower 70s. This is the area that has the best chance of reaching back up toward the 90-degree mark today, with a good amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds, but as high pressure builds in from southern Canada, the humidity will stay relatively lower throughout the day. The rest of the region will make it into the middle 80s on average. That front will begin to make a comeback tonight. We'll have mostly cloudy skies as it works its way back north and through the region, maybe even a passing shower across the southern Catskills and lower Hudson Valley. The rest of the region mainly dry with a little bit of fog and low temperatures back into the 60s. As we get into the day tomorrow, the front will continue to make progress through the region. As it passes from south to north back up toward Canada, the door will be open for increasing humidity again, and dew points will surge back into the lower 70s. At the same time, a wave of low pressure from the Ohio Valley will track into the Great Lakes and down the St. Lawrence Valley. On this track and into the humidity, along with energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, will touch off scattered showers and thunderstorms through tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. Some of the storms could be strong, perhaps even severe, with gusty winds and hail. High temperatures tomorrow will be largely dependent on when the thunderstorms fire, but generally remain in the 80s. More showers and thunderstorms with the same system Tuesday night into early Wednesday morning. Then we'll start a drying trend on Wednesday afternoon with highs back into the lower 80s. Another disturbance will touch off a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday in the mid-80s before we dry it out on Friday with a little bit lower humidity, highs back into the mid-80s. Right now, the weekend looking mainly quiet, still the risk of a thunderstorm Sunday with high temperatures staying a bit above normal. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today. Tropical moisture will pool along a stationary front extending from the mid-Atlantic to the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, then southwestward to parts of the southern plains through the middle of the week. Showers and thunderstorms will develop along and near the boundary with heavy rain at times. In addition, daytime heating will help produce showers and thunderstorms in parts of the Mid-Atlantic, Central Appalachians, Tennessee Valley, and the Eastern Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, upper-level energy over the upper Midwest will produce showers and thunderstorms over parts of the Northern Plains and upper Mississippi Valley today. Some of these storms could be severe, with wind gusts and hail the primary risks. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 48 degrees, with a northwest wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 69 degrees, the dew point 64, 84% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.11 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 122 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Dillon and Gothic, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, lower 90s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 90 degrees, the low 72. The average temperature, 81, that's 10 degrees above normal. 0.04 of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany, 2.98 inches for the month, which is 1.28 inches above normal, and 22.49 inches for the year, which is 1.90 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 96, set in 1959, and the record low, 48, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:56 p.m., 13 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, lower humidity today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, hot but with lower humidity today and highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy, just a passing shower tonight, lows in the upper 60s to around 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, lower humidity today with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower possible, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with lower humidity, highs in the middle to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy, a passing shower tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with lower humidity today, highs in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower possible and lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, especially in the afternoon and evening, lower to mid-80s, a leftover shower Wednesday morning, then increasing sunshine, lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or storm on Thursday in the mid-80s, a mix of sun and clouds Friday but dry, a bit humid, mid-80s, mid-80s on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.